Welcome to Soul-Led Living. I'm your host, Nikki Novo. I created this podcast so that you can hear, trust, and follow your intuition. Every week, I drop two episodes packed with intuitive messages that your divine team is dying for you to hear. So get your heart ready to receive exactly whatever it is that you are meant to receive. Let's do this. It's April, which means we have some April predictions. We got six messages today or six predictions today. Sit back, enjoy, and let's see what messages are for you. All right, message number one, April is fast, like just quick. And if you are not organized or if like you're procrastinating or like you're not getting ahead, you're definitely gonna feel it. So my guidance, my advice would be take it or leave it, is to see if you can get ahead. And I feel like the getting ahead is, for example, like on my worst days, I do lunch for my kids 5 minutes before they leave the door. But like on my best days, I pack their lunch like the night before, right? And it just feels better when I do it the night before. But sometimes I'm so tired at night, it's the last thing I want to do. So my like procrastination self is not good. But it gets the job done at the end of the day. But this feels like if you could do the night before, that would be great. And whatever that means for you. I think I was also thinking about people that have businesses. So I was thinking like content, like if you can bulk content for April, that would be great. If you could just get ahead of things in this case, because it's just going to move and fly by and move so quickly. And there's a lot of opportunities. Like there's a lot of things you're going to want to say yes to. But if you're bogged down on your procrastination schedule, like you're not going to be able to say yes to things. So there's a lot of just fun and optimism around, but only for those of us who did our homework, you know? It's like, you know, when my kids come home from school, like they could have done their homework in the car, they could have done it at school. But if they leave it for the last minute, then like if there's kids in the neighborhood running around and playing, like my kids still have to do their homework and they might miss out on some fun. And that's the vibe of April. So see where you can get ahead of. Also, I think getting ahead of it might just also show you how you have a lot more time on your hands if you can get ahead of things. And that's going to be really nice. Like it's just going to free up time for other things. So, and if you're not organized, you're just gonna feel it. You're gonna be like, oh, this is something I have to work on. This is something like I need to think about. So that's April. It's fast, very Aries. But funny enough, message number two, it's like it's Aries, but make it feminine. So there's this really beautiful divine feminine energy that comes forward for you. I don't think for everybody, but for you. In the month of April, it's very spiritual. It feels like you kind of start to understand that God is not just male, that God is also female. And there's this kind of, this spiritual understanding that like something feminine is watching over you and holding you. And in a weird way, it kind of brings men like off of this pedestal as well. You know, listen, we have been living in a patriarchy world for a long time. And as somebody who was the only girl in my family, I grew up with a bunch of boys and now I raise boys. Like, oh my gosh, it's like heavy for me sometimes. I'm like, oh my, like, you know, I often have to remember that like the world does not revolve around boys, but that's kind of how it felt for me a lot growing up. And this kind of, I don't know. There's something really interesting when we think God is a man. Like it really shapes how we see ourselves when we're women. And it also shapes how we think the universe works. So we might accidentally be like too masculine because we think that is the higher power. And like, I don't think we like consciously think that. I feel like it's very subconscious because I know that we all know how powerful women are. I mean, we literally birth life. We know this, like we know what we're capable of, but this feels very like deep rooted. So a shift in your worth is going to come from this divine feminine energy. I think you're going to feel it. Like I actually feel like you're going to experience it as well. And sometimes divine feminine energy will come through, what do you call it? Like ascended masters. So like it may come through Mother Mary, it may come through like a goddess, like it may come from an archangel that's, you know, that's female. So you might see it that way, but it feels like it's a spiritual experience, like this It may even come through Mother Earth. Like, it just feels like it's like, you're meeting the divine feminine, and this shifts your perception, and it also really heals the way you see yourself, because it's like, if I was created in the image of God, but God is a man, like, then what does that mean if I'm a female? So this is about understanding that, like, God is both, you know, both feminine and masculine. I'm definitely also getting that if you are, like, needing help with something and you have not been able to figure it out and you're kind of feeling like at your wit's end, prayer to the divine feminine, and what, in whatever understanding that you have, if you were raised Catholic and you know, to you, the divine feminine is Mother Mary, like, that works. But there needs to be like a prayer or even like an offering to the feminine. And that's kind of how you commune. It's not like she needs something from you, but she needs to know that you see her, and she really looks like she's going to guide you to, you know, whatever your understanding is. So, and I don't feel like the praying is like, save me, because I think that that's actually like what the divine feminine is like teaching. It's like, you're not going to be saved. And maybe that's like what brings the, you know, the male off the pedestal. It's like not about being saved. It's about truly like blooming and becoming your strength. And like, that is what's trying to come through in a very feminine way. So yeah, you'll have to keep me posted on that one, guys. Like, I want to see how that goes for you, but I'm excited about this and totally excited about how maybe it'll show up in my life as well. Oh, there's a book that I love that I read many years ago. I was in my 20s, so I don't really remember it, but I do remember it helping me understand that the divine could be feminine, that like it doesn't have to just be masculine. And it was it's a book based on Kabbalah. It was written by the woman who started the Kabbalah Center in LA. She has since passed. I feel like she's been like showing up and coming to me because I've been recommending this book lately. It is called God Wears Lipstick. So if that sticks out to you, check it out. I think I might reread it myself. Okay, message number 3. April wants to rebalance the masculine and the feminine in you. So I get that you're a badass and that you can handle many things. I get that you can grind. I get that, like, you can make things happen. Like, I get that. And I know you know that that's like not where you want to come from, but it does seem like you keep leaning on it. And this message is like to remind you, like, you don't have to grind. You can just be pretty. And I know, hate me for saying that. It reminds me of this like annoying thing that my husband sometimes tells me. He'll be like, I will give you anything you want. Just say it sweetly. And what he's saying, he's not trying to like tell me to like be a little girl or whatever. He is saying like, what you offer to me is your softness and your beauty. Like, that is why I'm married to a woman. That is why I'm attracted to women. And you want something from me. I am the masculine. Like, there are certain things that I can provide for you, that I can do for you. But I don't want to do it for a man. I would like to do it for a woman. And sometimes you act like a man in the way that you ask for things. He like taught me, he didn't say it like that eloquently. Like, I remember him just being like, but just say it sweet, or like just, or he'll say like, he kind of says it like in a dick way. He'll be like, can you smile when you say that? You know, which can be like offensive, but like once I asked him more questions, I understood what he was trying to say. He's like, I'll do anything for you. Like, it's available, but like not when you ask it that way. So this might not be a message about like how you're getting things from man. It just feels like how you're getting things from the universe in general. Like, actually, you do not need to work like a man. You don't need to be that hard. You actually just have to like sit in your beauty. And I'm not telling you to go, I don't know, get a facelift or something. It's just like, what is your beauty? Maybe your beauty is like, oh, I feel beautiful like when I wear softer clothes, when I slow down, I feel beautiful when I'm not in a hurry, when my schedule is not packed. Like, beauty is not about like the physical look. It's truly about you know, what makes you feel beautiful. And I'm just getting that like you will get what you want from like the sugar daddy that is the universe if you show up like a woman, I guess, or like the feminine. I think that's the best way. And it's not because like you should never use your masculine ways, because it's so great that we get to hold both energies. But it just looks like you will effort less and get more if you come from here, the divine was saying, like, you are a flower, like you're a rose, you're this beautiful, you are beauty. Like that is why you came in a feminine body this lifetime. So to really come from there, I know we have some male listeners. So I would say that perhaps I feel like if we flip that, or, you know, obviously like we can be in a masculine body, but hold more feminine energy or vice versa. So this is more about the energy rather than like the actual, you know, body that we come in. But I think the reverse of this is like, yeah, to make space for beauty. Like, are you creating enough space? Are you inspiring the feminine and like creating space for the beauty? If this is like a, yeah, even if like you see yourself having some like relational problems, it's okay to even ask the masculine, like, you want like a version of me, but like I don't feel like this is a safe place for me to grow. So it's also like kind of like asking the masculine to see how the masculine inspires the feminine, and also how the feminine inspires the masculine. It's a balancing of these things. I don't think you're gonna have to like seek this out. It feels like it's gonna find you, but I wanna say this so that you are ready to have the conversation, because it feels like there is a conversation that comes from this that basically rebalances things. I think it's also about like digging into feeling pretty as well, you know, whatever that may mean for you. Or using beauty. Sorry, I'm like, they're still coming through. Or using beauty. So I like, sometimes beauty is hard, you know, like I think about videos, for example, like my mind always goes to content, and I'm thinking about like content. Sometimes like just making beautiful content like can do better than like very strategic content. But listen, beautiful is hard. You know, it's like you got to get the right looks and the furniture needs to be right. And like it could be just as hard or even harder than like information. But it does look like is there a lack of beauty in what you're doing? Because like actually like what you're doing could be great, but if you can like up the beauty, it'll go even further. I could totally do these podcast episodes with my hair in a ponytail and sweatpants. Like I know that I could do that, but I do feel that the beauty that I bring through my clothes, through my hair, through my makeup adds something to the energy. It adds something to the packaging. It adds something to me. Like I feel like I show up better that way also. So like if I didn't have beauty, let's say in my videos, and I wanted this thing to go further, I would almost like ask myself, like, how can I beautify this thing and like balance maybe like more of these masculine parts, which is like, okay, there's information, there's technology, like we're doing all these things, but have I made it beautiful enough? So that feels like that's going to show up for you. It's a balancing of these things. Okay. Message number four, or prediction number four, money is coming. Who needs to hear that? Money is coming. I think there's going to be a funny thing, like a bunch of funny things, how money comes. This is a message individually, definitely like for us. But I actually heard this message the most very collectively. Like it felt like collectively there's a funny money situation coming. I saw people with a lot of money paying their dues. So like, I don't know, we might see like billionaires give money to something that we've been like, yeah, finally, you know, like it's about time. I think we may also see like settlements, like, you know, maybe class action suits. If maybe you're in one that like maybe not that the money hits the account this month, but that these people that are holding up bigger amounts of money, like they finally give in and it finally starts happening. So it feels like that starts to pick up. This felt like other people's money. So this feels like funding, investment. So I was thinking about like maybe some of you are like in a divorce for a long time and you haven't gotten your money. I feel like we're going to start to see that happen again, whether the money's wired this month, or it just looks like we're finally on track for that. Funding. So if you've been investing in something and you've been waiting for funding, or like you want to like pull out, you know, put a project together, you've been waiting for funding and it looks like it finally like starts to come. It's like there's a very, very clear sign that money is coming. That's what it looks like. Maybe your company, like a company you work for, has been waiting for some money and it's like exciting that the company's finally getting that money. So there's some sort of funding coming forward. On a personal level, this is not a call to be patient, but this feels like it's a call to understand that April is just one step closer to a nice flow of income that is coming forward. And again, not be the month, but it's like, it's funny. I feel like money pops up in our predictions a lot. And I feel like it's just like kind of, I'm just like here to remind you that like you're, it's coming, like it's flowing, like just, it's going to start moving. But definitely this message felt more like collective money and like other people's money, like bigger chunks of money. So that'd be interesting. Maybe inheritance, maybe like you sell a house. Like it wasn't so much about like our individual money, like our paychecks or stuff. It was outside of that. So I'm curious to see what that is. Message number 5, being unfocused is going to be increasingly uncomfortable. I think that this is the power of the Aries season that's coming forward. It is a very feminine Aries season. And sometimes when Aries is like more feminine, it like cuts you like a knife, you know? And there's something here that it will be an uncomfortable month for those of us who are refusing to get focused. And I think refusing to get focused can mean like handling too many things, like having a lack of boundaries, saying yes to too many things, being a people pleaser, trying to do 7 projects at the same time. Like this month is going to like really challenge you and tell you like, listen, you cannot do it all. You can't have it all. You can have many things at different times in our lives, but like all in one moment, all in one month, all in one week, all in one hour. No, not possible. And you're really going to be asked to kind of organize your focus. So for example, I think about myself being a creative person, like I will have to be like, I know that this is coming forward. I really want to work on this project, but I have to push it off until July, because I know in July my kids will be home and I won't be driving around for school and I'm going to have a little bit more time. So like July is a good time to do that project. As much as I feel it right now in April, it is like not worth the focus it's going to take away from like the other things that are more important. So this is truly about your focus is going to be challenged. I don't think it's going to be challenged. Sorry, that's not the right word. It's like, it's just, you're going to realize that focus is limited and that like you have a limited amount of focused energy and you will be challenged on like what needs to go. And that doesn't mean you completely throw it away, but you might have to shelf it for another time. And then lastly, message number 6, there's a pace that April brings. It is, like I said, it's a very fast pace and I'm all about us like moving to our natural rhythms and being mindful of like our own rhythms. But remember that our rhythms are definitely affected by seasons and even just like where the earth is at, but also astrology. So like we still are existing in an environment that it is Aries seasons. It is going to be fast. So even though you might like to like live life a little bit slower or you're trying to live life a little bit slower, I would say to surrender to the pace a little bit, because the pace brings surprise, like really, like it brings good surprises. It brings opportunities. It brings fate is kind of what it feels like, but only for those of us who could catch the wave and are willing to like ride the wave as well. So it might be a very uneventful month for many of us, but if you're willing to kind of pick up the pace, and again, if you're organized and you're getting ahead a little bit and you can enjoy the pace and you can, you know, basically link up with the pace, like be an energetic match for the pace. If you're not, it's going to be horrible and uncomfortable. But if you see that, you know, there's an opportunity to catch this wave, it just seems like it's really, really worth it to like let it take you, because there are a lot of opportunities in Aries for those of us who are willing to go a little fast and a little messy. Because I think, this season is not asking for perfection. It's asking for pace and for like strength, you know. It's like if I was thinking about like, I don't know, this is such a random thought. In college, my girlfriend was trying out for the Miami Heat dancer and I was always a dancer, and she's like, you should come try out with me. And I'm like, I am so not interested in this, but like, I'll go with you and, you know, whatever, look ridiculous. And I could not keep up the pace. It's not that I didn't have those skills to dance the way that everybody was dancing, but I just remember like them doing all the dances and I was like, I just cannot go this fast. And then like my best friend could go that fast and she was moving that quick and she was able to take advantage of that opportunity. That opportunity was available to me. I definitely didn't want it. So that's part of it. But because I wasn't willing to pick up the pace and like ride that wave, that opportunity did not like fully present itself to me. You get what I mean? And it was fine. Like I was okay like missing that opportunity. But if I could have picked up the pace, my life would have opened up a little bit. Like my best friend like had a lot of cool opportunities from being a Miami Heat dancer for sure. Like life opened up for her and there were more opportunities for her than there were for me in that moment. Because she decided and she was willing to pick up the pace. So that's what this feels like. Like if you feel strong enough and you just be curious, like pick up the pace. You're going to feel it. You're going to see yourself moving a little bit quicker, being a little bit sloppier, like being okay with it. Also like getting ahead of things. But I feel like something can happen if you pick up the pace just for this month. And that's the thing about rhythms, like our rhythms are not always the same. So I'm not telling you like you need to move at this pace for the rest of your life. I'm just saying that there is a pace here. If you can click into it, there feels like there's a high possibility that there's something there for you. All right. That's April predictions, my friends. Thanks for being here. Sending you a lot of love. If you would like additional guidance, I'd love to see you in Clarity app, or also I have a group mentorship right now, which is just me guiding you intuitively through whatever it is that you're going through for the next 6 months. And I think it's a great offer. So I'd love to have you. Links below if you'd love to join me, and I'll see you in the next episode. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you're called to it, please leave me a review, subscribe, and share it with a friend. That is the best way to show your gratitude for this show. And if you want to go deeper with me, check out my app, Clarity. Until next time, much love always.